It's Gospel 1590, 106.1 FM, on demand.
Joining me on the spirit lines right now, the one and only, Kelante Gavin. What is good, my man?
What's going on, B-Dub? Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking out a little time and talk to the Gospel 1590 listeners. We're here in Kansas City. We haven't got a chance to catch up with you in a minute, so glad to have you back on here. Seems like you've been around for a long time, but guess what? My man is only 22 years old. You already know. No ordinary worship, man. You've been around a minute. What's good, brother?
Man, what's good, man? I love Kansas City. Shout out to Kansas City. You guys got some really great barbecue over there.
Yeah. You already know.
I love it, man. Nothing like it.
Next time you in town, definitely going to have to hook you up. And then, you know, I know you're in Atlanta now, but I'm going to have to go ahead and get you one of them Patrick Mahomes jerseys, you know, the 15. Woo! From the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, Lordy. We're live, man. We can't be talking about that, man. We're talking about Jesus.
But that's a good thing about Jesus. Jesus gets the glory in all of it, man.
Own it, man. I love it, man.
Yes,
I love it.
New project coming out.
New project. I love it.
The Now Experience. Tell me all about it.
Man, I have an upcoming album coming out. The Now Experience. March 5th, 2021 is a special date because it's a day where I get to release new music. It's been about 3 to 4 years, B-Dub, and I am super excited that I get to share what God has had on my heart for the last 2-3 years, man. And so it's just a blessing from Hold Me Close, releasing that first, and now my sophomore album. I'm just super excited because the album is exciting in itself, just to be a blessing to everybody from every walk of life, man, when it comes to the greatness of our God, living beyond, you know, where we are in our current circumstances, and really taking all that we've gone through and really worshiping God, because in spite of it all things work together for the good. So the abbreviation for the Now Experience is the No Ordinary Worship Experience. So I pray that people go out and buy it, tell 10 people about it, so that their life can be blessed as well. So I'm super excited about it, B-Dub.
You and me both. And we've been playing Hold Me Close as part of our trending music now for a minute, because, you know, we love your music. We understand what you got going on. It already hit number one, brother.
Oh, man. It did, man. Blew my socks off.
And Hold Me Close came from a place of pain and passion. Yeah. And you know, you went through the trials and tribulations and conviction, and you brought out this masterpiece with Hold Me Close. How dear, how much does that mean to you?
It means everything to me, man. Man, it means everything to me because my relationship with God is everything. He's my everything. Like, I am one of the victims, just like millions of people, B-Dub, who have been abused. And I experienced sexual abuse from an early age, man. That's a part of my story, man, from 5 to 13. And even though it's a part of my past, it's a part of my present, because now I get to help others with their voice, in knowing that that doesn't have to be the end of your story, that, hey, you can too turn your trauma into triumph by using your voice to be a blessing to other people, because all things really do work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So I'm excited to take all of the pain and sorrow, and like you said, the conviction of being silent, like testimonies are important. It helps others get to know more about God. So just to take all of that and pour it into my new music, The Now Experience, what's coming out, Hold Me Close, and just to be a blessing to others, that you too have a voice. And I promise you, your story is going to change lives as well.
That's it right there. You hit the nail on the head. Yeah. Take control of your purpose. Once you find it, and God's put it in you.
Love it.
Once you take control of your purpose, you walk in that purpose, and you've helped so many others just by coming out and sharing your story. You just don't know how many people that you reach, not just only here in America or, you know, Kansas City, Atlanta, the whole world. The whole world.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm feeling this new track great. I've already passed it on to my creative arts director, our minister of music at my church, to see if we can get this the praise and worship rotation. It's already in my workout rotation, bro. Talk to me about, I'm for real, man. I heard it and that guitar, because it's something different for you. And, you know, that guitar was driving. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Okay, talk to me now. Talk to me. So tell me about the inspiration for great.
Man, the inspiration from great is simple in its title, B-Dub. Like, our God is great and he is greatly to be praised. So the lyrics are just a call and response. It's so simple. The simplicity of worship is amazing because a child and a grandmother, and you know, with being in the industry, if you got a song where the whole church can sing it at one time, you got something to work with, man. And so I'm excited about this song because everybody can sing it. The praise team, grandma, grandson, mom, dad, even the dog can woof woof on it. So I'm excited about this one, family. So yeah, man.
That had me ready to go ahead and start high-fiving and, you know, going straight to the Holy Ghost with that one. I was like, man, you got something right there, man. So I appreciate that. What is,
man, I love it.
What is something that God has brought out of you or brought to your attention during the time that we're in right now with this pandemic and everything that's going on? You're releasing new music during a pandemic. You know, you're still doing your thing. What has he shown you during this time of reflection and kind of like the pause that he just put on everything?
Man, what can I say? The pause is good. See, pause doesn't mean like a movie, B-Dub. Pause doesn't mean anytime we ever watched a movie, I can remember sitting with my siblings and my mom would pause the movie, not because the movie was over or because it was skipping, but because she needed to do something that was important and she didn't want to miss the movie. And I think God allowed us to not just go through a pandemic, but to go through that season of pausing to focus on the things that was important so that we don't miss his plan and purpose for our life. And so for me personally, man, it's been a great pause because I have gotten the chance to grow in my faith, grow with my family and my loved ones and my friends, man. Mm-hmm. And I pray that those who are listening too got to do the same thing.
That's one of the things that I took from it. You know, sometimes we take for granted our relationship with God, and something like this puts everything into perspective to where we get grounded and we get back in our word even more. We get back in our praise and worship. And so I thought that that was so dope, you know, that you continued, you hit the nail on the head, what pause brings out. Now, you are a social media junkie and I follow you on Facebook and Instagram, and you are very, very interactive with the gospel community and your fans, friends, family, all that good stuff. How important is it nowadays to be interactive with your fan base on Facebook and Instagram and the way social media has kind of changed everything?
Yeah, it's so important. I think all of the artists and entertainment, we have to become creative, man, in 2020, in the pandemic, as far as staying in touch with our fans and our followers. And it is imperative and important that, and definitely essential, that we try to be as creative as we can be, because there are some people that have opened up more than others. And then there are others who are still like, man, like, what's next for us, you know? And what's next is really what's now. We have to get more creative and find different creative ways to stay in touch with our fans and followers. And on the same ticket, B-Dub, if we are gospel industry and it's about lifting up Jesus so that people can be drawn, we have to make sure we lift him up in an effective way as well, man. So I myself, with a whole heap of people, I think you can say as well, man, we have to become more creative and still allow God to still use us, even despite what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure that God gets the greater good in everything. And, you know, he's created all this in our lives. And so we need to control the narrative from our aspect of making sure that he continues to get the glory. Now, a lot of people may not know how you were discovered, and you got something getting ready to come out, a documentary called I Won't Complain. Now, I Won't Complain means so much to you, and I'm going to let you tell it just real quick what I Won't Complain means to you and how you were discovered.
Man, I Won't Complain viral video in the cafeteria changed the trajectory of my life, where I thought I probably was headed. This video just changed it, and God showed me what was a part of my call and my purpose, and it was to be a voice for my generation who love Jesus and wear Jordans, man. And I just know for a fact that many people today are still inspired by that video. A lot of people still don't even know about it. Everybody have gotten a chance to get to know Keelonte Gavin through all sorts of lenses and perspectives. But most people, it's been that video. And that video changed my life, from going from the cafeteria to the crowd, to Stellars, to traveling the country, to the Dove Awards, to just receiving my first number one. It's just mind-blowing. And I'm just grateful that God used a little country boy from Twinkletown, South Carolina, man, to just be a blessing to the nations.
And you are definitely a blessing. I think I first saw you on the Stellars Pre-Show Awards a couple years ago, probably about 2017, 2018, I believe, somewhere around in there.
Yes, sir.
And then so I went back and I watched the the viral video, and I was like, man, that's dope. You know, that's part of social media right there. That's nothing but God. You've had the gift. It was instilled in you. You know, your family wasn't a singers, but you were in church, but God put that purpose inside you. And so, man, I just can't do nothing but, you know, pray for more blessings to come upon you. God, continue to use you and walk in your walk, because, you know, 22 years old, you've already got Stellar Awards, Dove Award nominations, number one singles. I see Grammys in the future. I see so much in your life, as long as you continue to let God continue to walk.
I received that so much. Thank you so much, man. That means a lot, B-Dub.
Man, look, you are such an inspiration, and you know, continue to do what you do. We're going to keep rocking you right here at Gospel 1590 106.1 FM. Can't wait to drop the new one tomorrow. Great is the single. Make sure that you go out and get the new album, The Now Experience. Get it on all your streaming platforms. Don't just stream it, buy the album.
Yes, sir. I'm with you, man. That's right, family. Make sure you head over, tell everybody you know about The Now Experience by yours truly, Keelante Gavin, man. Thank y'all for the love and support, B-Dub.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you so much for taking some time out today. And when you come in town, barbecue's on me, my brother. All right?
Let's go.
All right.
It's Gospel 1590, 106.1, and the Afternoon Praise Party on demand.